We'll say we continue this week in the Yish Kodesh and Parshas B'Shalach. So the Pasuk, the Rebbe quotes in the Pasuk, V'Hashem Holech Lifnehem Yomom Bamud Anon Lanchos HaMaderech. Kadosh Baruch Hu walked before Klal Yisrael in the form of a cloud to show them the way. V'Layla Ba'amud Eish La'ir Lahen La'leches Yomam Ba'Layla. And at night, in a pillar of fire, to illuminate the way, and to ultimately walk in front of them by day and by night. The Torah says that the cloud never ceased to exist by day, the fire never ceased to exist by night, and they constantly led the way in front of the nation. Writes the Rebbe, Hapsukim ne'amarim b'loshon avar. Up until this point in time, the psukim in the parasha are written in past tense. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am, vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, vayisu misukos vayachanu be'isam, rak pasek hazeh b'loshon hove ne'amar, v'ashem holeich. So it makes an interesting observation. Up until now, all of the psukim, which detail dynamic activity, have all been phrased in past tense, when Paro sent the nation. Moshe took the remains of Yosef. They traveled from Sukkos to Esam. This pasuk ha'ar v'Hashem holech lifnehem. God walks before the nation, walks before the nation by day and by night with the cloud and the fire, is written in the present tense. Why is that? Ki v'Hashem hu beistino. Whenever the Torah says Vashem, God, it never refers to God alone, but rather it refers to the Ribono Shel Olam and his celestial Beis Din, his celestial court, the Ezo Din Na'aseh Bozeh. So the question becomes, when it says Vashem Holech Lifnehem, it means that not only God was walking before Klal Yisrael, but the Beis Din Shalmala, the celestial Beis Din, celestial court, was also with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and the celestial court is there, it must mean that there's some type of judgment which is taking place. What type of judgment is occurring? The Ezo Din Na'aseh Bozeh, Ha'ish Shehudin, Ha'isal Tov Asam La'ir Lahem B'Chashecha. V'hinei Rashi ha'perish v'al ve'ilah mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem shi'yihyeh kishulchan ha'aruch lefneihem haynu lefi erech sichlam. So the Rebbe says very beautifully that the Eish, the fire, which ultimately again walked before them, Eish is din. Eish fire represents judgment. Right? Represents strict judgment. That ultimately the judgment that was before them was litova sam. Ultimately, again, was for their benefit. Then when the Pasuk says, V'Hashem holech lifneihem, the Shbaruch Hu walked before them, what God in his Beis Din, what was the judgment? That even the difficulty, even the ish, even the fire which was visited upon them, was somehow for their good. V'zeh Hashem holech lifneihem. Hu Beis Din holech lifneihem, lefi erech tzarchei Yisrael. Shigam ha'ish yihye lahayir lahem bechashachasam. V'chol adin yele tovasam. V'gam anu tzrichem l'shamish v'lishtamish b'hadein v'hatzaras l'avodas Hashem l'alechas yomam v'alayla sheze kvar koi al Yisrael sheim yelchu yomam v'alayla. So this is actually quite a beautiful insight. So the Rebbe says that's the pshat. V'Hashem holech lifnehem yomam ba'amud anan l'anchusam v'aderech v'layla ba'amud eish l'ha'ir lahem l'aleches yomam v'alayla. So the Rebbe says, focusing on the Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, which doesn't just mean God, but it means God and His Beis Din are walking before Klal Yisrael. What that means ultimately is, what was the point of the fire? The fire was to illuminate the way ahead. The fire was to provide, of course, warmth, but more importantly, to illuminate the road ahead. The fire represents suffering. The fire represents difficulties. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I just want you to understand the din, the strict justice that you feel visited upon you in the fire is for your benefit as well. It illuminates the way. It clears the path. It paves the way for the actualization of your destiny. That, says the Rebbe, is the message over here. V'Hashem holech lifneihem. The Ribono Shel Olam went ahead and walked before them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is based in. When there is din, even when there is strict justice, even when there is difficulty and suffering, even when there is eish, that difficulty, that suffering, that fire is only there, lahair lahem, to illuminate the way ahead. That sometimes, for reasons often that we cannot comprehend, the path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, the path to the actualization of our destiny, is paved with difficulties, and is paved with tsaris, and is paved with din. Ulefia niskar la'el ha-remez baza, shelo rak b'sha'a she'tov lanu neilech b'darche Hashem maila maila, rak b'tsar v'choshech chas v'chalila lanu. Therefore, the message ultimately is, it's not enough to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are good. It's not enough to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when life is easy, but rather, again, even in the midst of darkness, and even in the midst of difficulty, we must find a way to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kisha'ish sharei b'tova, yokel lo la'avod b'simcha ava v'slavos. Because when life is good, it's easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, with joy, and with excitement. U'kishachas v'chalilohu b'tzara, yishamish b'matzavo zeh, but even when one finds themselves in the midst of difficult circumstances, one must find a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the midst of the most heartbreaking, difficult, and dire of circumstances. So if we pause here, what the Rebbe seems to be saying is as follows, if we expand it a little bit, that in reality, there are two different states of being. There's what we call the Anan, And there is the Eish. The Anan, the Rebbe seems to understand, refers to Simcha, refers to happiness, refers to joy, refers to a state where a person is protected from all of the elements. A person ultimately, again, has this covering, has this canopy, and that covering, that canopy shields me from all the difficulties, trials, tribulations, and vicissitudes of life. It's easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's Hashem Holech Lifneihem Yomam Ba'amud Anon Lan Chosam Adarech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Beis Din, when God's judgment for me is a cloud judgment. And the cloud judgment means that everything in life is good, everything in life is beautiful, everything in life is working out great, and he paves my way like that. That's easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the job of the Jew is even when it's Laila Ba'amud Eish. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Beis Din, even when divine judgment says that for whatever the reason, my life is Eish, my life is fire, my life is difficulty, my life is tragedy, my life is different trials and tribulations, it's important for me to remember that the goal of that Eish, the goal of all of these difficulties is Laha'ir Lahem Laleches Yomam Valayla, is in order to go ahead and pave the way and illuminate the way for me to move forward by day and by night. It's easy to travel forward on the path of life by day. It's easy to travel forth on the path of life when life is good, when there's beautiful bracha, when the sun is shining upon me, or the cloud canopy is protecting me from everything. All is going my way. That's day. But our job is even at night, even in the midst of difficulties, even in the midst of all of the vicissitudes of existence, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Beis Din have decreed upon me a life of Eish, a life of Din, a life of strict justice and judgment, I still have to figure out a way, Laleches, to move forward. Not just Yomam, not just by day, but by Laila, at night as well. At night as well. And to upper... So, and we can understand, the Rebbe, again, the message here is so profoundly understandable and applicable. The Rebbe is saying to these Hasidim, we find ourselves in the midst of a period of Eish, that Ribbono Shel Olam and his Beis Din have decreed upon us literal Eish. This wasn't even just a metaphor for them. Literal Eish, literal fire, literal strict justice, divine justice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that even when me and my Beis Din are walking in front of you in a state of Eish, in a state of divine justice, I need you to understand that all of those difficulties and all of the judgments that I visit upon you are there for one reason and one reason only. Laha'ir lahem, to illuminate your way. I promise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that everything I do to you is only for you. That everything I do to you is only to help you self-actualize, is only to help you grow, is only to help you embrace your life destiny. Your job, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, is Laleches Yomam Valayla, to keep continuing down the path of life, both by day when things are good, as well as Balayla when things are difficult. Rabbi Yossi Kishe Spalo Bechorva Achas Mechorvis Yerushalayim, Rabbi quotes the Gemara from Maseches Brachos, that Rabbi Yossi one time was davening in one of the ruins of the destroyed places in Yerushalayim, Shama HaBaskol, he heard ultimately again the Baskol, he heard a divine voice come out. V'lama lo Shama, so first of all, the end of that Gemara is, Shamati Baskol Shemana Hemes Kiona V'omeres, Oy lebanim shaba avonosim echarafti es beisi visarafti es echali vehiglisin lebein haumos. The Baskol, the divine voice he heard was Chalish Baruch Hu calling out and saying, "Woe to the children, who because of their sins I've destroyed my home, I burned down my Beis Hamikdash, and I've exiled them throughout the nations of the world." This was what Rabbi Yossi heard when he was davening in one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. The Gemara of the Rebbe says, "V'lama lo shama kishespa Beis Haknesses." So the Gemara says, so I don't understand, why did he only hear this in the ruins? Why didn't he also hear this Baskol, this divine voice lamenting the destruction of Yerushalayim, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the exile of the Jewish people? Why did he only hear this voice lamenting this in the ruins? Why did he not hear it just stam in shul? But Rabbi Yossi in lanu hasaga, aval lanu remes, hu mipnei shespalel bechurva, mechurvos Yerushalayim. V'nishbar libo yoser lachin shama. The Rebbe posits, because since Rabbi Yehuda was davening in one of the ruins, he was even more heartbroken. Since he was davening in one of the ruins, who knows which ruin this was, but in one of the places which once was a beautiful structure of Yerushalayim, one of the places which once was a place of magnificent worship, and now Rabbi Huda's davening ultimately in the ruin, he was heartbroken. But the idea is, he was heartbroken, but because he embraced the heartbrokenness, because he embraced the Eish, and he continued to go ahead and surge forward, he continued ultimately again to move forward, therefore again he was zuche to be able to hear the Baskol. V'chein pashit, k'sham echasim ispat l'mchas v'chalila, hein ra umar ma'od, ki amchu yisrod tzuichem parnasa. Aval b'inkach u'b'inkach lo nevata lazman, ein lonu ma'lasos, nilmod v'nomar tilim, l'lechas yomam v'layla, v'hashem amerachim yirachim v'yapoch gamez, the idea is that what Rabbi Yossi was teaching us is the need to continue to move forward, even when you find yourself in Echad Mechurbos Yerushalayim, even when you find yourself in the ruin, even when your world comes tumbling down, even when things are so exceptionally difficult, even when at the end of the day the dreams that I had seem to have evaporated and the difficulties seem overwhelming and eclipse everything, even in those moments when I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Beis Din are judging me with the din of Eish, my job is Laleches Yomam Valayla. My job ultimately is to move forward, to just keep moving forward. And ultimately, if we keep moving forward with the Eish, if we keep moving forward, even in times of fire, then it'll be Zochem Eretz Hashem to be able to have a time of Anan, to be able to have a time of light, a time of a cloud cover, a time ultimately, again, of incredible Simcha. B'zeh Efshel Taritz. He goes on, the Rebbe goes on then to a separate section about the Man. The Rebbe then goes on to discuss how this particular Vart goes ahead and answers up a piece or a discussion about the Man, but we'll leave that in Meretz Hashem for a different time. But really what comes out are the dramatic words of the Piagetzna. This idea that here during their sojourn in the desert was really a metaphor for the continuity of the Jewish experience. That there are two states in which we live. You know, I've mentioned this before. The Blues of the Rebbe Zecher Tzaddik Livracha comments on this in the kinos of Tisha B'Av, where we have one of the latter kinos of Betzesi Mimitzrayim Betzesi Mirushalayim. We speak about leaving Egypt, and then we speak about leaving Yerushalayim. And the kinah contrasts the two dramatically different experiences of how when we left Egypt, we were so filled with simcha, and we left Egypt, we were so filled with optimism and hope, and then when we left Eretz Yisrael, we have to leave Yerushalayim, we were so broken, so tzibrachin, so broken and downtrodden. So the Rebbe says so dramatically that the truth is the life of the Jew usually operates in extremes. We're usually either Betzesim Mitzrayim or Betzesim Yerushalayim. Very rarely are we in between. It's usually, again, a time of incredible success or a time of incredible hurt and incredible failure. And the truth is, even before that, kin of the Piagetzna seems to be saying this in this pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe to tell the people that in life you will often see two different states. There's the Anan state, the cloud state, and the Ish, and the fire state. The Anan state is when man, the Jewish people, are protected from all the difficulties, protected from all of the adversities, all of the challenges. That's like the cloud. Just like the cloud protects one from the blistering sun, from the elements. So too, again, there are times ultimately when there's Anan. And there are times when there's Ish. Ish represents Din. Ish represents ultimately divine justice. And these are the two states. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us a number of things. Number one, V'Hashem Holech Lifneihem. Number one, that you should know that everything that happens to you in life is premeditated. Everything that happens to you in life ultimately comes from the Beis Din Shama, the celestial court. That's number one. Number two, everything that happens to you is V'Hashem Holech Lifneihem. Excuse me. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, V'Hashem Holech Lifneihem. Everything that I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everything that I decree upon you is to pave the way for the actualization of your future. There are no such things as events that just occur in a vacuum, that do not have an ongoing repercussion on who and what we are. Everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu walking before us, paving the way for something great to occur. So when those great things come about through an Anan, through a cloud existence, that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's fantastic, because you're blanketed by bracha. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, but there are going to be plenty of times when it's Eish, when it's fire, where I'm paving the way for your future actualization, I'm paving the way for your future greatness, but I'm paving it with difficulty, and I'm paving it with trials and tribulations, and I'm paving it with suffering, and I'm paving it with persecution. And the Jew has to realize that even in those moments, the Ribbono Shel Olam is paving the way for something great. So what's my job? One simple way. La'ir lahem, number one, to recognize that everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminating the way in front of me, and la'leches yomam balayla. I have to figure out how to marshal up the strength to move forward in life, both by day and by night. To move forward under the cloud cover is easy. To move forward when the Eish, when the fire is raging, herein lies the true challenge of life. This was the message that the Rebbe was giving to the Hasidim, and it's the message that he gives to us. We should be Zocha Mirat Hashem, to have lives that are Anan lives, to have lives that are filled with simcha, filled with incredible happiness, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates and paves our future with beautiful bracha. But should we chas v'shalom find ourselves in the midst of Eish, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of din, divine justice and judgment, we should recognize that number one, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, even through these difficulties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paving the way for something beautiful, for something magnificent. And if we internalize these ideas, then Emir Hashem will be zocha to live a life of laleches yomam valaylo, to continue moving forward, to continue actualizing our dreams, to continue growing to it, to continue accomplishing, both in the good of the day, as well as the difficulty and adversity of the night. We'll stop over here, and Emir Hashem, next week we'll pick up with Parshas Yisro, wishing everyone a wonderful day and a meaningful week.